Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great questions hanging over the entire situation. Tragic, horrifying, appalling situation in the Middle East. 300,000 Israelis mobilized, partially to keep the nation safe on the northern border in case Hezbollah, another terrorist client of the Iranian mullahs, in case Hezbollah wants to launch its own missile attacks on Israel. It's happened before. And meanwhile, the question becomes, where do you go? What happens? And what do the boots on the ground accomplish? At least what is the hope on the part of the Israelis as to what they will accomplish? There is an idea from Lindsey Graham about how to retaliate against Hamas. It's a little bit crazy, but it's delivered with panache, as even the craziest ideas often are, by Senator Graham from South Carolina. We will get to that. We'll be speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute about what Israel can and simply cannot achieve in terms of the outcome of this war. But meanwhile, a huge question, why now? Why did the terrorists of Hamas, who apparently were trained, there's more and more indication they were trained very directly by the Iranians, why did they pick this particular moment to try to launch this invasion with 1,000 different terrorists busting through the fence, the barrier fence, the protective fence that the Israelis had built, and attacking those 22 villages and kibbutzim and even army bases right near the border with Israel? Why now? And this is a question that's posed by Tom Friedman in the New York Times, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist. He asks, why did Hamas launch this war now without any immediate provocation? And they haven't even suggested there is one. They make reference to the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that's only because there have been some rock-throwing incidents basically aimed at tourists on the Temple Mount, but not in Al-Aqsa Mosque itself. It's in that general compound. And the compound is big. It's over a square mile. And the idea that the temple has been desecrated, what's happened is Israeli authorities have found the people who were throwing rocks at tourists or dropping rocks, which could actually kill somebody, to drive people away from praying at the bottom of the Temple Mount facing the Western Wall. And as a result, for the people who were rock throwers or causing disturbance, they were picked up by the police. And yes, they were at times routed out of Al-Aqsa Mosque, but you don't launch 1,000 people and murder another 1,000 people and take hostages. I mean, really? Because the policies really haven't changed regarding rock throwing on the Temple Mount. What has changed is that there is a little bit more inclination by the current government of Israel to allow Jews and Christians to pray on the Temple Mount. I've told this experience before on one of our Israel trips that we've taken with the Michael Medved Show. We actually warn people that the rules and regulations of the Waqf, which is the Jordanian authorities who control the flow of people on the Temple Mount, which is primarily been Islamic people who come up to Al-Aqsa, but they do not permit Jewish or Christian people to pray. You're only permitted to pray on the Temple Mount when you're Muslim. And that means that they will confiscate, and sometimes very rudely, any prayer book or hymnal that you bring with you. We had a member of our Michael Medved group that went up to the Temple Mount with us. We had warned her. She brought a family hymnal because this was a remarkable experience to be on the same place that the Holy Temple existed, and it really did exist. And there are stories, of course, in the New Testament, very important stories about Jesus going and confronting the money changers in the temple and more. So we know it existed. In any event, the member of our tour came up with a family heirloom hymnal, a Christian hymnal, and it was confiscated very rudely by, and I don't know if she ever got it back, but I don't think so. In any event, Thomas Friedman in the New York Times says, why did Hamas launch this war now without any immediate provocation? One has to wonder if it was not on behalf of the Palestinian people, but rather at the behest of Iran, an important supplier of money and arms to Hamas, to help prevent the budding normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia, Iran's rival, and Israel. Such a deal, as it was being drawn up with the help of the Biden administration, would also benefit the more moderate West Bank Palestinian Authority by delivering to it a huge infusion of cash from Saudi Arabia, as well as curbs on Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other advances to preserve a two-state solution. As a result, West Bank leaders might have earned a desperately needed boost of legitimacy from the Palestinian masses, threatening the legitimacy of Hamas. These two Palestinian organizations have been on the point of actual murder and violence between the two of them. And then there's a question that Thomas Friedman poses in his column today. It's also a question that everybody is asking. Can anything good come from this terrible new Hamas-Israel war? Well, Lindsey Graham has a somewhat eccentric vision of how to wage that war. I don't believe he's speaking directly to the Israeli chief of staff or any of the officials in the Israeli military. But here's what he said on Fox News.
Well, for every Israeli or American hostage executed by Hamas, we should take down an Iranian oil refinery. The only way you're going to keep this war from escalating is to hold Iran accountable. How much more death and destruction do we have to take from the Iranian regime? I am confident this was planned and funded by the Iranians. Hamas is a bunch of animals who deserve to be treated like animals. So if I was Israel, I would go in on the ground. There is no truce to be had here. I would dismantle Hamas. This is the best opportunity Israel has to destroy Hamas. Take it to the Iranians. If you harm one American in Syria by using your Iranian militia against us in Syria, if you escalate the war by urging Hezbollah to attack Israel in the north, if Hamas kills one American and Israeli hostage, we're going to blow up your oil refineries and put you out of business. It is now time to take the war to the Ayatollah's backyard.
I'm not sure that that will work, but we will get an opinion from Michael Rubin, who has lived in the Middle East, is as knowledgeable as anybody about Iran and what motivates Iran, and perhaps even what motivates Hamas, what they hope to achieve by this horrific attack. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Michael Medved Show, pleasure to welcome back, even under the circumstances, Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He also spent time with the Taliban, not as a volunteer, as a student, before 9/11. For more than a decade, Michael Rubin taught classes at sea about the Horn of Africa and Middle East conflicts, culture, and terrorism to deployed U.S. Navy and Marine units. Michael, there's so many questions about what has happened, what will happen. You write unequivocally, Israel must remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. Given the fact that Hamas has been in dictatorial charge of the Gaza Strip since 2007, that's more than a quarter century. How do you remove them?
But, I mean, you remove them by force. It's going to take a massive military deployment. There's actually, Michael, two precedents for this. The Palestinians, the PLO, tried to take over the Kingdom of Jordan in 1970. It became known as Black September, and after several weeks of pitched battles, the Palestinians, who were members of the PLO, were exiled en masse to Lebanon. And then again in 1983, in the course of the Lebanese Civil War, when the PLO was getting involved and then was ultimately defeated, they were forced to move en masse to Tunisia. So this wouldn't be an ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, because Palestinians suffer under Hamas as well. But you can't do what Israel has been doing in the last couple years, which is just go in every couple years, try to degrade the terrorist infrastructure, and hope for the best. This is a game changer right now, and so the question is, what's the end game here? I would argue that Israel can't afford to leave Hamas there to regrow.
In terms of capturing and then exiling, in effect, the leaders of Hamas, would they follow some of the same suicidal inclinations to blow themselves or others up that we've identified with other Islamic terrorists?
Well, I mean, ultimately they already do. Hamas comes from a Muslim Brotherhood intellectual and theological background, as does Al-Qaeda, and Hamas is quite far along the range, along the spectrum of violence, leaning very close to Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. And we've seen this with some of the beheading videos which now circulate of captured Israelis and so forth. I mean, but ultimately Hamas has three main sponsors. They have Iran, they have Turkey, and they have the Emirate of Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. I would suggest that if these countries are so keen on funding them, especially a place like Qatar, then they should be willing to host them now that they have staged an attack from which they can't return.
And when you look ahead at the ground attack that people are expecting to begin in earnest soon, how much time is it likely that this kind of effort to actually remove Hamas, as you say, not just mowing the grass, but rather transplanting the whole lawn, how long would it take to achieve that? And what would be the impact on the Israeli economy and the Israeli political scene?
Well, first of all, whatever the cost, whatever the impact, Israeli society is willing to bear to this point. There's remarkable unanimity inside Israel. The protest movement, which we were talking about just a couple weeks ago in Israel, that seems quaint past. And the fact of the matter is that Israelis know that they have a common purpose, just like the United States did for a short period of time after 9/11. So I think we're talking about weeks. The question is whether the fighting is going to be limited just to the Gaza Strip, or whether some of these terror leaders, perhaps in Turkey, perhaps in Qatar, certainly in Iran, will also come under fire. Honestly, this is one of the reasons why I think the Biden administration has sent the Gerald Ford carrier strike group. I don't think that's to defend Israel. I don't know what the aircraft carrier is supposed to do for Israel. Certainly, we're not going to bomb the Gaza Strip. I suspect that the Biden administration is parking it there to sort of deter the Israelis from launching any surprise attack on Iran.
That's fascinating. And what about the attention span of the whole world. I mean, one of the things that you see is that with all of the killing and the big power involvement of the Ukraine war, there clearly is a diminution of interest in that war on the part of the not just American public, but the public everywhere. At what point would people lose interest in an Israeli war against Hamas and basically just try to apply every kind of pressure imaginable to get the Israelis to stop short of achieving their goal?
Well, I think, Michael, that's exactly what Hamas is hoping for. When we look at fighting that erupted, for example, between Israel and Hezbollah, first in 1996, I believe, and then in 2006, after a few tragic incidents in Qana, for example, where civilians were killed when a bomb shelter was accidentally hit or an apartment building collapsed, there is tremendous diplomatic pressure for Israel to stop the fight, and that allowed Hezbollah to regroup and regrow. I think what Israel's hoping for is perhaps, in this case, a diminution of interest will be enough to stop Western diplomats from hand-wringing and stopping Israel from doing the job which the Israelis now believe they need to do.
You also believe that this, despite the immediate unification of the country under this attack, that this could be the end of Benjamin Netanyahu's long political career?
Well, ultimately, he's not going to resign immediately, though I think he should. But we see a parallel back in 1973, which until now was the worst intelligence failure Israel had suffered. That's when they failed to predict the Syrian and Egyptian surprise attacks on Yom Kippur. The prime minister at the time was a lady named Golda Meir, and while she maintained the helm through the immediate fight of the Yom Kippur War, after it was over and people started asking questions, she quickly found that her political future was untenable and resigned. Let me just ask you one question. Well, we can save that for another day.
We will save it, but there are so many questions. The articles, the perspective by Michael Rubin, always important. His articles are posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, a Palestinian civil rights activist speaks out for Israel. Why? We'll tell you.
The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the actions taken against their adversaries will leave a lasting impact for generations to come. Through a translator, Netanyahu drew parallels between the Palestinian militant group Hamas and ISIS.
We have always known what Hamas have been. Now the whole world knows. Hamas is the ISIS. And we will beat him just like the Western world has beaten ISIS.
Netanyahu also expressed gratitude toward President Biden for the unwavering support of the United States. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy revealed his decision to switch parties. Tonight's Powerball drawing offers a staggering prize of over $1.5 billion. That makes it the third largest jackpot in Powerball history. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mentioned that sometimes there are responses that are unexpected. It may be not entirely unexpected because some of the victims of the Palestinian terror attack were people who were participating in a rave in a autumn music festival. It was actually timed to coordinate with the end of the Jewish holiday season and the very festive holiday of Simchat Torah, which people in Israel celebrate very enthusiastically. It's when even people who are not religious come together and dance with the Torah scrolls as part of the honoring of beginning a new cycle of reading from the five books of Moses, where Jewish people around the world, and a lot of people don't recognize this, whether your congregation is in Ukraine or in Florida, or in Kathmandu, where they have a very active congregation, you're reading the same portion of the five books of Moses every week. And here is the end of the cycle, finishing the book of Deuteronomy and then beginning again the book of Exodus. And it's considered a very celebratory celebration. People drink, and sometimes drink to excess. In any event, they picked this music festival, which was scheduled to happen after the Israeli celebration of Simchas Torah, the rejoicing with the Torah, the name of the holiday. And there's a question that's asked in a very interesting piece by a Palestinian human rights activist. And he's somebody who's come to favor the state of Israel as the best guarantor of human rights and basic ability to govern yourself, you have a better chance of that in the state of Israel than in any of the other Arab states. I shouldn't say other Arab states, any of the Arab states. And in any event, Bono was commemorating at the U2 concert last night in Las Vegas. He changed the lyrics to their hit song, Pride in the Name of Love, to honor some of those who were murdered at the music festival in Israel. The original lyrics were a reference to MLK being shot in Memphis. Now, Pride in the Name of Love sounded like this.
In the light of what's happened in Israel and Gaza, a song about non-violence seems somewhat ridiculous, even laughable, but our prayers have always been for peace and for non-violence, so put our hearts and our anger, you know what that's pointed to. So sing with us. And those beautiful kids at that music festival. Early morning, October 7th, as the sun is rising in the desert sky, stars of David, they took your life, but they could not take your pride. Could not take your pride. Could not take your pride. Could not take your pride.
And it continues. And speaking of the Stars of David, he was honoring Basim Eid is somebody that I've met. I've met him on a couple of occasions in Seattle and then in Jericho, where he lives. He is a Palestinian who has become an outspoken supporter of the State of Israel and operates, among other things, a large restaurant in Jericho, which is part of it's under the jurisdiction of the Palestinian Authority. In any event, he writes in Newsweek, sometimes on happier days, I like to comment on the remarkable similarities between Singapore and the Gaza Strip. Both are self-governing city-states located at key crossroads of world trade on the opposite sides of the continent of Asia. Both combine density of population with a significant urban buildup and dramatic natural advantages, including a high-quality harbor. And yet, due to differences in civil culture and governance, Singapore has been built into the trade hub of East Asia. Gaza, as Saturday's events have demonstrated to the world, has chosen another path, becoming a terrorist dystopia like the benighted lands formerly under ISIS. Hamas's Taliban-like mini-emirate is a brutal tinpot dictatorship where anyone living other than a strictly Islamic lifestyle lives under terrible repression. This reality may help us understand the insanity and brutality of the organization that just conducted a wild, self-destructive raid into southern Israel, leaving a horrific trail of rape and torture in their wake as they perpetrated the worst massacre of civilians in the history of Israel. During this Saturday's attack, Hamas's monstrous tactics included killing indiscriminately in the towns they occupied, using rape as a weapon of war, and taking hostages, including young women, the elderly, and young children. Many have drawn comparisons to ISIS tactics in Iraq and Syria, where women from non-Muslim communities like the Yazidis were parceled out as sex slaves to fighters. Thousands of those women were trafficked and remain unaccounted for to this day. Similar, at a huge dance-all-night peace festival outside Kibbutz Re'im, at least 250 young Israelis were murdered, while dozens of young women have been taken captive. In one widely shared video, the half-stripped body of an unconscious female was driven around the streets of Gaza in an open-bed truck, with one leg splayed at an unnatural angle as men disgraced and spat on her. This is the violence that Hamas has implicitly sworn to commit in its very founding charter, which states, Hamas strives to raise the banner of Allah over every inch of Palestine. Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam will obliterate it. It bears repeating that there is no moral equivalency between a nation that targets murderous terrorists and a terror group that targets civilians. One obvious difference between Hamas and Israel is that Israel could never attack a music festival in Gaza because music in public is illegal in Gaza. More importantly, Israel goes to a great deal of trouble to avoid causing civilian casualties or harming the mosques, schools, and medical facilities where Hamas hides military targets. For the sake of both the Israeli victims and the Palestinian people, I urge you, dear reader, not to forget the faces of the fallen and the kidnapped. Israel, a thriving democracy with vigorous internal debates, is now staunchly united to bring its citizens and family members home. In Gaza, the opposite is true. Free speech is vigorously crushed, and the people yearn to breathe free of Hamas rule. That, of course, if he is right, and again, he's grown up entirely in a Palestinian context, and he believes, and his travels in Gaza lead him to believe, that the Hamas is deeply, deeply unpopular there. And there may not be the widespread resistance that even the Israelis are, worst case, expecting to encounter. We'll be right back on the MedMed Show.
Your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's even a word from Hollyweird. And in fact, maybe this could occasion one of our periodic cheers for the movie capital of Tinseltown.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood!
I'm the king of the world!
He's super coney.
And it turns out that sometimes there are events in the wider world that are so dramatic and so clear in terms of their messages that even raunchy comedians can get it and get the message straight. For instance, Amy Schumer, who can be a talented actress and occasionally can be very funny. And yes, she is a second cousin. She's related to Charles Schumer. I think they share a great grandfather or something of that order. But Amy Schumer says in response to what's going on in the Middle East, Jewish people are the only group not allowed to defend themselves. This has nothing to do with the occupation. Hamas don't want to end the occupation. They want to eradicate Israel. They're funded by Iran, who are trying to destroy the prospective peace deal. Well, that's pretty clear and pretty direct. And another female comedian, Sarah Silverman. She writes, my sister and nieces and nephews are there. She means in Israel. They've been protesting Bibi for months. Fight for a two-state solution. Israelis are Jews and Arabs and all colors. There is so much complexity to this. But make no mistake, Hamas is a terror organization whose mission statement is kill all Jews. And by the way, when she says his mission statement, she's not speaking hyperbolically. That's the reality. Hamas has a charter. And the charter basically doesn't just want a piece of land. They've already gotten the piece of land. And that is what's so crazy about some of the discussion that goes on and on and on about this, is Israel, we have been told time and again, is if you give the Palestinians a land of their own, they'll be able to create their own society and have their own national self-determination, and everything will work out, and they can hold their heads with pride. So why didn't it work out when Israel abandoned Gaza and left and handed it off to the Palestinian Authority in 2005? What happened is the entire piece of real estate, which includes some pretty fine beaches, by the way, the entire piece of real estate was taken over by the crazies in Hamas. And you do have this striking, almost everyone who can pay attention to this and look at the history. For instance, Ron DeSantis, campaigning for the presidency, expressed his support for Israel. Clip 16.
I say that today America stands with Israel against the terrorist attack that is being perpetrated by Hamas, who is backed by Iran and unfortunately funded by this American president with what he's done to Iran. It's a disgrace. And we all need to be united to say to Israel, not only do they have a right to defend themselves, they have a duty to respond to these terrorists with overwhelming force. And they'll have my support 100% as the next president of the United States.
And again, that is one of those things where that you hear so much common sense coming from the right. But not so much on MSNBC. Well, not everyone on MSNBC, but Ali Velshi, who is from Kenya originally, he basically rationalizes terrorism. And why? Well, because he compares it to something that doesn't even apply to Israel and Gaza. I'll explain to you why in a moment. This is Ali Velshi on MSNBC, clip 12.
Palestinians have said to me, boy, they wish that those same Israelis who were out there protesting the so-called judicial reforms would be protesting Israel's inhumane treatment of the Palestinians who live under Israeli occupation. But that's just not something that's happening. It's not something we're hearing from American politicians this morning. It's not something we're hearing from, I think the only comment I've heard is from the government of Qatar this morning about this.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're right. People, you know, American politicians and other politicians think they can just ignore the context in which all of this is happening. The fact that Israel is an occupying power, the fact that Israel has violated international law and Palestinian rights as per, you know, the experts, the leading UN agencies and leading human rights organizations around the world, like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. Their word is reliable.
The difficulty over here is even the term occupation. There is no Israeli occupation of Gaza. And in fact, when it comes to giving Gaza residents work permits to work in Israel, those who want to, they just authorized 18,000 new work permits. But how is it an occupation if you've taken out all your settlers? And there weren't that many, but there had been, I think, a total of 30,000. It was called Guf Katif, and Gush Katif, pardon me. And that was the Israeli settlements in Gaza. They're gone. No army bases. No navy bases. This is under control of Hamas. How do you blame a country that is not in power for the terrible failures and evil of a country that is in power in that piece of real estate? Coming up, a film released recently by a very famous director-writer. Famous because of who she's related to more than what she's produced. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Peter Dinklage plays a classical composer who can't finish the big new opera he's been commissioned to write until he gets involved with a sexy tugboat owner played by Marisa Tomei in She Came to Me.
How's the new opera coming along?
I'm suffering from a temporary blockage at the moment.
Is he all right? He had a total breakout after his last opera.
I can't do this.
Well, the new woman in his life may help with his creative challenges, but she's also a major threat to his marriage to an edgy therapist played by Anne Hathaway. The movie is full of sympathetic but deeply troubled characters with situations that are funny and painful at the same time. Writer-director Rebecca Miller is noted for her artistic ability and self-indulgence, and she's also the daughter of a famous playwright, Arthur Miller, and the wife of triple Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. Rated R for sexual content and adult situations, 2.5 stars for She Came to Me, which does have moments that are original and moving. Next time on the Michael Medved Show, we'll have moments that are original and moving. We'll be speaking with Alan Dershowitz. He wrote a huge bestseller a couple of decades ago called The Case for Israel. So why do so many progressives support the rape and murder of Israeli civilians? We'll get an answer from Professor Alan Dershowitz. And there is fury as Old Glory is burned alongside the Israeli flag in Pakistan, Yemen, and Iraq, and other Muslim countries. That is after Hamas terrorists strike at the south of Israel. We'll also be talking about the global fast-growing population of people who say they have no religion. That's according to a new NORC poll co-sponsored by the Associated Press. But there are 20% of U.S. adults only who say they have no religion. So what is it about getting older? Is it simply fear of your eternal destination? Is that what motivates people to be less likely to reject religion? We'll consider that and much more. Plus the very latest, of course, the situation in the Middle East, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.